It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie Napolsky.
Lisa is
not in the studio with us today, but hopefully will join us at some point in August. I don't know, September?
Whenever the snow melts and
October,
we find her in your
backyard. In my backyard.
Your backyard, buried, where she's buried.
Running,
dead.
Long-running joke of my murder of Lisa. She's alive, people. She's alive.
So anyway, today we have a special guest in the studio. We have Jason Probst, not related to Jeff Probst, I'm assuming.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. He is with Home Warranty. It's a warranty group out of, well, the Midwest is, I think, where you guys are out of, and now expanding to Alaska, which is great for us because we haven't had a home warranty group here for a long time, and we think it's going to come in handy. But first, tell us about how you came up here in the first place. You tell us a little bit, he just came from our office meeting, and he told us a little bit about how we got up here, but do you mind sharing with the folks listening?
Really big ship brought me here, like 1,000 of my friends.
Nice.
Yeah, we just ended a 9-day cruise. And
Who was the cruise with? Princess?
Holland America.
Okay.
Yeah. My first time doing the Alaskan cruise. It was on my wife's bucket list, so here we are. Brought us here. It's really
cool. What was the coolest thing you saw on the cruise?
River otters.
Really?
River otters, yeah. I mean, the melting glacier and the crackling and the grandness of all that, yeah, that's all cool. But I got to see a river otter swimming on his back like they do, holding a baby, looking adorable, and I even got pictures of it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, nice. Very cool. We saw a lot of cool things, as you guys know and can imagine, but the river otters are my thing. That's surprising you, isn't it? I can tell.
It is. I think when we did ours, I think I was shocked by a killer whale. And then I really
that
wanted
we have
to
them?
See, no, I just had never seen one. And then a puffin. I really, really wanted to see a puffin.
Those my wife cool. wanted to see a puffin.
Yeah, because I remember the first time I saw the goats, the mountain goats. I think we were on our way to Homer, and they just, like, dive bombed right off the side of the road.
What?
So that was startling for me.
The sheep?
To their death?
They're the goats. They're not, I think they're mountain goats. They're, like, wild.
So I've been in... I was doing a bus tour through Denali, and she promised me we don't have sheep, or we don't have goats in Alaska, only sheep.
I think
that's a fallacy.
Know. I'm going to look. I'm going to look it up. But
AI.
But they went right over the cliff, and I thought the first time I saw them, I was so little, I thought they were killing themselves. And then my father, of course, got us out of the vehicle and was like, they're not. And then you just watch them go right down these sheer cliffs, and they're fine. And I just was like, that was wild.
They stuck the landing.
No parachutes?
Yeah, nothing.
Unbelievable.
And then when we went on our cruise, which I had never gone on a cruise in Alaska, and then so killer whale I thought was really cool. Because, again, you see a lot of stuff in Alaska, but you don't really – I mean, I've been on – I think we did the Denali trip so many times that there was nothing – at one point I was like, grizzly.
Yeah, bear. Grizzly. Well, if you're in the interior, you see
moose.
Bears.
Yeah, I mean, everybody
was just...
We
didn't see any bears. Oh. We did the Denali trip, too. No bears, couple moose.
We saw so much that I mean, at that point, I was just bored.
You burned out.
Yeah, because we went on the longest one that you could do, and we had done it every single year because family was coming up every year, and then finally I was like, please stop making me go on the Denali.
What excites, like, shooting bald eagles excites you, or what?
Yes.
What does have to happen?
Yeah. Shooting bald eagles.
Okay.
You can only do that, though, in Homer.
It flies or dies.
Stop it. So, you can't, actually. You're terrible.
I had a feeling.
That's a crime. That's a crime, Kirk. Nope. Okay. So, baby otters.
Adorable.
Yeah, you've took that to a dark place again.
Sorry.
Every time.
I didn't know.
Okay. So, you're up here to enjoy the cruise, and then you decided, you know what?
Let's extend the vacation.
Yeah.
So my company was really good to me, and they gave me Alaska and Hawaii about 2 years ago. And this is my first time getting to, you know, visit either one of them in the flesh. So it's cool to be here. And the presentation we just had at your office was the first one ever in Alaska for my company. So I get to be a pioneer. It's
nice.
Pretty cool.
Are you hopping over to Hawaii next?
I wish.
Oh, because I was going to say the flight is not bad.
Yeah.
You should check that out and call them and say, hey.
Or ask for January or February is when we would like to go.
Maybe someday we'll get to do that. That would
All
be
right.
nice.
Work your way into it. So for those listening, we're talking about home. We have Jason Probst in our office. We're talking about home warranties. We went through with Jason our whole history of, because it's good for his knowledge, but good for the people in our office and good for people listening to the show know what a home warranty is. And back in the day, we used to do them in the 2000s, even when it was a seller's market back then. We still offered them for us. It was really nice to have the house protected. It's covered for free on the listing, which was super nice. It's just nice to have that protection. And then when the market crashed in 2007, 2008, man, there were so many people underwater. And as I was saying in our office meeting, so many people are just, every $500 is a huge deal and can kill it. So it was nice to have that protection during the listing to have your house protected. Yep. And I know maybe I'm kind of getting forward to past, maybe we should explain exactly what a home warranty is, what it covers. But it was really nice to have. And I can tell you that every one of my listings, I had that in there offer, that home warranty is available with acceptable offer. And then when it was a buyer's market, I wrote it on every listing. Just seller's going to pay for a home warranty, and they would never bat an eye at it. So, and it was nice. And then I didn't even get to tell you guys in the office meeting, but a couple of them stick out to mind. One of my assistants who bought the Fairbanks title, the guy who owned Fairbanks title, his house, we got the coverage for her, and she had like a well pump or something go out. And I feel like she had a pane of glass maybe go out, and maybe it was a different warranty company, different coverage, but I know that paid off. And then I had another client who lost a refrigerator that went out and got to either replace it or have it fixed. And so it's there's a couple that stuck out to me. I know she was super stoked that she got to have that. She didn't have a ton of money either, so it was nice for her to, you know, have a few extra hundred bucks to go towards it. So definitely some memorable stories. I certainly have good fond memories of home warranty companies. I know they're coming back because, as I mentioned, our meeting, deals are falling through left and right right now. Transactions are just blowing up. I've had 5 in the last 4 weeks. Everybody I'm talking to, their transactions are all falling through at inspection. Just sellers are still in seller market mode, and it's still a seller's market. Buyers are in. I'm just getting into the market. I really am not happy about paying my 7%, and I want stuff to be fixed, even though houses are selling hotcakes. They're not as motivated as I've seen in past years. And so so we're seeing a ton of transactions fall through. I think these home warranties could help in those transactions. They're not going to go fix these conditions that are already known, but they could make a buyer feel better about buying a house with some of the unknowns, especially first-time home buyers.
Yep. The first-time home buyers are the perfect candidate for our plan. I mean, any home is a good candidate for our plan, right? Because all the homes have stuff that is wearing out and going to break someday, and that's where we come in. But the first-time home buyer is typically the person that is done everything they can to save their down payment, right? And so they don't have $5,000 sitting in the bank or whatever the case may be for when the furnace goes out or whatever it may be. So, yeah, we love to have those folks as clients for sure, because then they're just out their first $100 and we pick up the rest of the bill, or the overwhelming majority of the rest of the bill, and get to be the heroes and get to save you realtors from getting that call, that wretched call that something broke on day two, right? That's the point.
And so my dad was my real estate agent when I first moved up here. He just did it for a short stint. He did it from the guy I bought Coldwell Banker from back in the day, who actually listens to the show, but hello, Hank. And I remember the day we moved in, the refrigerator broke.
Yeah.
And it's a real thing. It really happened. It happened to us. And, you know, we were actually living in Minneapolis. We moved back up to Fairbanks. And, I mean, we didn't have a ton of money in our pocket. And a refrigerator is kind of a big deal. So it would have been nice to have a home warranty. I think the other good candidates, if I remember, is there's a lot of people that are relocating up here. And there's already a lot of unknowns buying a house, especially first-time home buyer. But take somebody who hasn't lived in the Arctic before, and there's just a ton more unknowns. And so I promise you, you can help out a buyer, make them feel a little bit better about, you know, having some peace of mind in the house, that some of their stuff can be covered by a home warranty. And on that note, do you want to tell us kind of what is typically covered and not covered, and what people expect?
I guess the big picture on it is we cover what your homeowner's policy doesn't cover, right? Homeowner's policy exists to cover acts of God. Tree falls on the house, fire, flood.
I'm going through a flood right now. Still.
Yeah, I remember that. Are you going to share that story on the air?
We've been going through it for a number of years contractors, insurance companies, and blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so the homeowner's policy covers everything. Those one-time acts of God type of events, we cover the normal wear and tear on all these items that are just wearing and tearing out. I guess. I'm not sure where that phrase came from, but yeah, everything's going to break or die, and that's where we shine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can you list off a couple of things that,
Yeah, for sure.
I don't have it in front of me, but I mean, there's a lot that's covered.
Yep. All the big picture stuff like HVAC, you know, your furnace, your AC unit. Do we have AC units up here?
Some.
Couple?
Yeah. Some.
Two or three?
Yeah.
Not much.
Same thing in northern Wisconsin, yeah. But yeah, we cover those big ticket items, your washer, your dryer, your kitchen refrigerator, your water heater, all those things are covered. Your interior plumbing and electrical systems, all covered. And then there's a bunch of optional items as well, but we pretty much cover all the stuff except windows and floors and I don't know, that's about it.
Okay. And you mentioned when you came into the office today, renters can also purchase a home warranty.
For sure.
Is that
or the owners?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the owners of their rental properties. What does that look like?
Yeah, it looks the same as just for the regular real estate transaction or for the regular single family dwellings. It's all the same to us. We cover it all the same way for the same price.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So something to think about if you're a renter out there is looking at a home warranty beyond just renter's insurance.
Yeah, there are big discounts for duplexes and triplexes, quadplexes, and whatever the fiveplex version is. I can't think of that word right now. But yeah.
Yeah, so if you're listening to the show and you're thinking about listing your house, we highly encourage you to have this coverage to offer it. And we offered it, again, the language I use is, you know, sell to provide home warranty with acceptable offer. And so it's got to be acceptable to them because if, you know, they're competing, maybe they don't want to do it. If they're getting lowballed, they might not want to do it. And so, but it's nice to have. And we, again, you know, back then it was, you know, houses were on the market for 6 months, not 6 days. It was really nice to, but 6 days is great too. But 6 months, I mean, it's really nice to have that coverage. And it also makes your house stand out a little bit. I know it's a seller's market, but it's not like it was 4 or 5 years ago where people are in line with guns shooting to get showings to, you know, put 10 offers into a house. It's just, it's great. You know, slowly gravitating towards a buyer's market, and it can help your house stand out.
Yeah. Can I drop those stats on you again?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
The national stats are over many, many years are that when a house is coming with or being offered with a home warranty, then it makes that house sell for 4% closer to asking price, and it helps it sell 2 weeks faster.
What I would think,
and these are their stats. This is just home warranties and general stats.
Yeah. And I would think even in the market that we're dealing with today here, specifically in Alaska, so we're offering over asking as is. I mean, to even go over appraisal value, it's going to to see that you have a home warranty in play and you're saying I'm going to buy it as is, you know, but I also am going to get that home warranty so that that little bit more reassurance, I feel like buyers out there are going to be so much more excited to be like, forget it. I will go over appraisal value. I'll put in this better offer knowing I'm going to get that home warranty. So if some of those things break, I've got a little bit more insurance versus I have no insurance. I have or assurances. I'm sorry. I guess I need to use the right emphasis on the right syllable to get, you know, to get what I want out there versus some of these. I'll just let the deal die and go look for a different house because I'm not, you know, I mean, we're trying to give these buyers advice to not be attached just in case we don't get the house. So I feel like
that's
they are a little bit easier to walk from things. But if there's that home warranty at least provides, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, like you're saying, even if you do have money to put down, it is nice to have somebody be like, oh, well, I'll give you $500 toward this because that failed or I'll give you $800 toward this.
If you're, like you said, you're buying it as is, or I just did my first repair denim yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I did a repair denim. I'm asking to fix
six
out of the 30 items, but it was the first time I've whipped out a repair denim and I know pre-COVID, I think it's been 5 years.
Oh, well, I've done one before.
Okay.
But
so,
I haven't done one at all this year.
Yeah. So they're pretty rare. So usually, but you're buying it as is.
Yes.
Because you're competing or it's worked out that way. But yeah, so you know you have a punch list from the home inspectors that you're going to have to go through and do on your own or you're going to want to do. That adds up. And if you have that peace of mind with a home warranty, then again, that's just one less thing off your plate.
And I think being able to provide a little bit of that statistic to a seller makes it a little bit better to say, oh, okay, I could buy the home warranty and offer those guarantees because the odds, you know, again, everything is a gamble. Mm-hmm. So the odds are that I might get over appraisal, I might sell quicker, because I am offering some insurances. So I do see that I would tempt these buyers to maybe offer a better offer or be more competitive.
Yeah, and just think about it. There's a flood of buyers out there right now that have all walked away from their transactions.
Right.
We own a bunch of them. Everybody else around town owns a bunch of them. I've talked to tons of brokers. They're all out there. And to your point, Jamie, if they see a house that's connected with a
home warranty,
that might just steer them that way to go jump on that house and go through and do a showing and make an offer.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like a car. I mean, if you're looking at two cars and they're about the same, but one's still under warranty and the other one isn't,
right.
Going with the one with the warranty, right?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I know we're going fast. We got to go take a break. We'll be right back in a few minutes with our special guest, Jason Probst with Home Warranty.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time with the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer. There's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
Hey, thanks for including me.
Thanks for being here.
Hey, I do it again.
Hey, so you guys are just tuning in. We are here with Jason Probst with Home Warranty, discussing, as you can guess, home warranties.
So, tell us a little bit about what is your biggest, like, why would you market this to somebody?
From whose perspective? Seller, buyer, or realtor?
Let's start with buyer.
Okay. From a buyer's perspective, it's primarily some of the things we already touched on, right? You're coming into a home, you don't know what conditions it's in. You don't know what's about to break. You don't know how much it's going to cost when it does break. You don't know how the seller might have used item X lightly, and you're going to use it heavily because you're a family of six, or whatever the case may be. It's a calculated investment. You're spending a little bit of money, or you asked for a little bit of money to be spent on your behalf, right? A little bit of money to cover $22,000 worth of items in a home.
Yeah, we just talked about at the office meeting that appliances, I'm sure that comes up a lot. Might be it's one of the most frequent ones. I remember appliances being covered when I did this 10, 15, 20 years ago. And we're talking about appliances not lasting as long as they have in the past, and they're being built a little cheaper, even though they seem expensive. And I gave my analogy yesterday. My son changed our water pump in our refrigerator, and 2 hours later, it was hissing, and there was water. It was raining downstairs in the basement. Coming, it was just, yeah. So appliances aren't perfect, and from a buyer's perspective, I mean, that stuff does happen. It just happened to me last night. So,
I would say even as appliances, like when we bought our house, everything worked great. But our refrigerator, turns out later, I don't remember what caused us to go down this like rabbit hole, but I had mentioned something, I think maybe about the ice dispenser. And then, of course, my husband started researching. Turns out we had one of the worst – fridge looked beautiful, but we had one of the worst refrigerators on the market. And don't ask me what it was. I don't remember. But,
I already know. I'm just not going to say the name.
And so when we went to the – I think we went to Lowe's or home, Lowe's. And so we said, what is the fridge that is most commonly returned? Ours. And then what is the fridge that's least commonly returned? The one we just purchased. And so could we have lived with our fridge for several more years? Yes, but it drove me crazy. Like the stuff that it was doing, it would leak sometimes. The ice dispenser would cause the freezer to freeze up. So it was doing random things. Could we have lived with that? Yes. So it was still a functioning refrigerator, but it was just doing things that I thought, this is ridiculous.
But you're not a modern caveman, so.
Correct. So I said, you need to rip this refrigerator out. We need to get a new refrigerator. But we were, I think we had it 3 or 4, maybe 4 years. And so we were ready to make that purchase. But not having even done that, I thought, wow, this is a really nice fridge when we moved into the house. And so the only thing that had gone, I think, wrong for us was the dryer, the washer. And then, of course, I think that was right during COVID. They had no washers in stock except for, I think, Lowe's had a $4,000 top of the line. What? I'll text you when you're – it would send me texts, updates, tell me when things need to be whatever. And I just started laughing, and I was like, I don't need anything that tells me –
I don't think I'd prefer that,
even if it
was free.
Laundry needs to be fluff and folded. This needs to – I mean, what it was say, I just went, this is nuts. I said, you literally should have a sign that says we have no product in stock except for this, whatever. And then we ended up at Costco and they were like, oh, yeah, we actually have. Oh. And I went, we'll take it. I don't care what it is. We'll just take it.
It must have been early on COVID.
It was early on COVID.
Later on COVID, there's nothing anywhere.
Yeah. And so got that. It's excellent washer. But yes, I mean, we didn't even think about a home warranty. And so I know that we had talked about it when I first started. You had all the pamphlets and we mm-hmm. were talking about, I think I've only had 2 clients take me up on the home warranty call, get information.
Yeah, it's interesting. You started asking about that. Was it last month or two?
Yes.
Or this
and
last
then
year?
Because I had a client specifically ask about it and said they wanted a home warranty. And so when I called to walk through it, there was one online and that one was really, I don't even remember the company, so please don't ask, but it was so confusing. And then you had a flyer and that one they started to utilize.
We should let you answer the other questions, but then I have a question for you I don't want to forget about in terms of why they haven't worked out in the past here in terms of not having contractors and why the other guys have packed out. But you asked the question of, from now a seller's perspective, you know, why should you look at this?
Yeah, several reasons. One, I would refer to the stats I dropped on you. It's going to help your home sell for more money and faster. So that's huge. But another piece of it is just the stress relieving factor, right? You sell your house and let's say something just breaks and it worked great for you for 10 years, but then it breaks on day 2 of that buyer's new ownership. In a lot of cases, they're going to want to ask the seller about it or try to come back after the seller.
Hey,
right?
You didn't disclose that.
Right. But, you know, it wasn't something they were trying to be shady about.
Right.
It just broke.
Exactly.
So that's where we shine, right?
That's a really good point.
We want to be there. We want to be the great stress reliever. And, you know, the other piece of that is true, too, for realtors is when you bump into that buyer or seller at the grocery store, you just want to hear about how much they love the house or how smooth the process was or how quickly you sold it or whatever. They don't want to hear about that thing that broke that caused a lawsuit or stress between the two parties. You don't want to hear about that. That's where we come in.
Awesome. No, that's huge. And then
since we don't have the pamphlet in front of us, is it a one-time fee that they would, like if I'm the seller, do I buy a one-time purchase price or am I paying multiple, you know, like a payment plan or am I paying at closing? How does that, I guess, because again, you know, we talk about a lot of things, but then we don't talk money.
Yeah.
So how am I purchasing this?
Yeah, we can get it however it needs to be done, we can get it done. In most cases, we're working around a real estate transaction. So a realtor is reaching out to me saying, hey, I need this product, this plan for this side or this side, buyer or seller side. It doesn't matter to us. We just get the information. We create an invoice and we send it to both agents. We send it over to the title company as well. Because in most cases, folks want it dealt with at closing. Doesn't have to be done that way, but is that the way it normally is done?
Yes, it was,
okay, that's what I figured. But every once in a while, an agent is just buying it as a gift for one side or the other, and so they say, hey, just send me the invoice, I'm paying for it. Or they're paying for it, and they still say, send it to title because it'll come out of my proceeds there. Yeah. Whatever the case may be, we don't care. We just need the info. You give us the info by jumping on our website, homewarrantyinc.com, or by sending me an email or calling me or sending me a text, whatever. We create the invoice and we send it and it gets dealt with.
That's in the olden days, we filled it out by pen. We would we would fax it to title company.
You speak, what was this?
I know.
You're not using computer type. We used a typewriter.
No, I've hand filled a number of those out and then faxed them over to the title company.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, speaking of archaeological digs, we were on the bus, from Anchorage up to here, and I heard a very familiar sound, but a distant memory. It was the, what do they call them? Not the laser jet printers, but the other ones that make that ridiculous sound
back and forth.
That thing coming from the back of the plane. It freaked me out. I wondered if I fell back in a time like 15 years.
Holy smokes. It was weird.
It was cool, though.
So you asked a really good question, Jamie, because what is that whole process? Because we have real estate professionals listening to us. So if we wanted to get it for our listing, hey, we want to offer it. We're going to put it in the remarks that we're going to offer it, but we need to make sure you do something because the seller thinks you're covered. And then, a week into it, something breaks and you're like, oops, I forgot to send something in. So is that when we get online? And sorry, it's been a long time since we've done these.
Yeah, something breaks.
But do we get online to make sure it's covered during the listing?
Oh, I got you.
So now I'm a real estate professional listening.
Different question.
Yeah, right.
So our listing coverage is no strings attached. So we need that information from you. And so I would challenge you guys, if you have 15 listings sitting there in your office right now, now that you've met me, you've gotten to know me, I'm going to be on my way south here pretty soon. I encourage you to send me an email and just say, hey, Jason, please put that free, no strings attached listing coverage in place for all these 15 properties.
Okay.
Here's the addresses. Here's the seller's names. That's all I need. And then you guys will see a $0 invoice show up from us. And now you know it's covered. And we'll send a little welcome letter to your sellers, too. But now it's in place. It's working. So if something breaks, they're covered. And then because it's no strings attached, we have a separate process for you to get the buyer's coverage.
Yeah. So you can't, I'm sorry, you can't text him right now.
I'm sending myself an email to remember to do this.
Are you? Okay.
Multitasker. That's impressive.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to get all my listings covered. Okay, keep going.
I am.
Why not?
Okay.
But yeah, it is with us, it's a separate process because it's no strings attached. If your seller does want to offer it, or if that buyer that you have yet to meet that you're going to meet next week, that buyer asks for it, whatever the case may be, now we need you guys to let us know that you want to have it converted from the free seller listing coverage into a buyer's plan. And that's the moment that we'll create that invoice at either of those two prices, either for a core plan or our executive plan, however you guys want to do that.
I love, though, that you mentioned, it makes sense because we always think of trying to think of creative gifts for some clients from even to try to get to know them. I'm like, what would I get you? And to think of just getting you a home warranty and, thinking about that as a, because sometimes I'm just like.
We got to be careful that we're not giving away like Lear jets or.
Yes. I do try to buy you a Lear jet.
Thanks. G6?
Yes. I mean, that's normally how I end most of my transactions. I'm like, oh, I should get you a Learjet,
So if people are listening, they're interested in doing this, they want to contact, whether it be a real estate professional or if they're not connected yet to a real estate professional in town, how do they go about getting a warranty just for themselves or for their client or for...
Emailing me would be the best way to go.
Okay.
Is that too old school? Email?
No.
No, we still
Jason,
do it.
No. JasonP@homewarrantyinc.com.
Okay.
They can call me. They can find me on our website. They can just use our tools on our website itself and bypass me entirely. I don't recommend it.
What's the website one more time?
Homewarrantyinc.com.
Okay.
INC as in incorporated, not INK as in Inc. something that's in your pen.
Or the printer in the back of the bus. Awesome. And Jamie,
fabulous.
If anybody wants to get a hold of you.
Yeah, they should just call Kirk.
Do not want to work with your clients.
No, just kidding. 978-2400. You can reach either of us. I'll take calls for Kirk this whole, for all of September, I'm going to take any call you have for Kirk.
I'm busy at the fair.
He's so not. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. We're so excited
that you made the time. Please, at least if you are even considering it, look up Home Warranty Inc. INC. And just check it out, because it really is a great thing to consider, whether you're a buyer or seller or a homeowner and you're renting your properties. So, or if you have a real estate professional and you want them to check that out with you, please let them know.
Thank you both for your time. I sure appreciate you guys. Enjoy your Saturday and stay tuned for Behind the Mission with the United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.